Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll in Kerr County, Texas, now rising to 32, 14 of them children, after catastrophic flash floods swept the area. In Travis County, 3 dead in the floodwaters and 2 dead in Burnett County. Many more missing in central Texas. Governor Greg Abbott signing an expanded disaster declaration.
We will be relentless in going after and ensuring that we locate every single person who's been a victim of this flooding event.
In the Middle East, Hamas says it submitted a, quote, positive response to a temporary ceasefire proposal with Israel, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office saying the changes Hamas are requesting to make to the deal are unacceptable to Israel, but both sides will be sending negotiators to Qatar. Officials in Indianapolis say 7 people were shot too fatally overnight following July 4th festivities downtown. This is ABC News. Russia is doubling down on its assault of Ukraine using well over 500 drones in a second night of attacks.
President Trump telling reporters Ukraine is being hit pretty hard and now saying shipments of key American weapon systems, including Patriot missiles, could resume.
Well, they need them for defense. I don't want to see people killed. And they're going to need them for defense.
The president appearing to reverse course after speaking with both Ukrainian President Zelensky and Russian President Putin, who once again rejected calls for a ceasefire.
ABC's Inez de la Catera. Ukrainian President Zelensky calling his conversation with President Trump very important and fruitful. If you're tired of hot dogs and hamburgers this 4th of July weekend, get ready for National Fried Chicken Day tomorrow. Some restaurants are celebrating with special deals. Burger King offering a free Royal Crispy Chicken sandwich with any purchase of $1 or more for members of its Royal Perks loyalty program. KFC offering free delivery through tomorrow. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Avery. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Marlins going at it this afternoon in South Florida, where it's hot, humid, and in the 90s. Last night, the Brewers held on to beat the Marlins 6-5, thanks to closer Trevor McGill getting his 19th save of the season. Pat Murphy asked, why did he decide to keep McGill in the game despite two men on and the Marlins slugger Otto Lopez at the plate?
I know I'm looking at the clock, and what time was it? I looked at the clock, and it was like 9:48, and I'm like, Milwaukee's an hour behind, and my kid's going to go to bed, so I got to be able to FaceTime to go to bed. So that was one thing I was thinking. The other thing I was thinking of is just how proud I am of McGill. Just every big situation, he's just a great competitor, you know, and keeps coming at you. Close call, whatever, it doesn't affect him. It's just, he's been sensational. That's what I was thinking about. When my kids are going to go to sleep so I can FaceTime them, and then that. What else was I thinking about? Like all the things I was thinking about? I mean, I had a lot of things on my mind.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms taper tonight, partly cloudy and a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, beautiful, less humid and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Monday, then a little more humidity Monday night and Tuesday with some storms possible. Currently at 75 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to this special pre-recorded Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Happy 4th of July. And again, this is a pre-recorded episode of our program.
We're not here right now.
We are not here right now. It's the 4th of July, and we're all off doing 4th of July type things.
I plan on doing almost nothing if possible.
No parades, no beach time, no barbecues.
There might be some grilling, but it won't be an involved party grilling. Okay. I might, maybe invite, you know what? Maybe I'll do that. I'll invite like two or three friends.
That's nice.
That's nice. But I just don't party like I used to.
Did you ever?
Not really. I was not good at it. I could party, but I was never, you know, we all know those people who every weekend, sometimes Tuesdays, there's always a story the next day at the water cooler. Oh man, I got so messed up. If I even attempted to have two beers now, I would be coming in on the next day going, why did I do that to myself?
Crying.
So for me, it's all about, yeah, exactly. For me, it's all about the low key events. All right, come on over. Everyone bring a six pack for yourself.
Chill.
We'll cook some food. We'll sit out and have some fun, but let's be chill and relax about that. That would be my fourth if it happens.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Calvin, what about you? Anything going on at the Butenoff compound this 4th of July?
You know, this won't be surprising to many people who hear my weekend updates, but no, we'll probably keep it pretty low key. I'm sure we'll make something on the grill, but it will probably just be the family
hanging out.
I wrote something down in preparation of this question, and it is, low key. That's what I predicted as well. I predicted low key, which is absolutely fine.
That's cool.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What about you, Jane?
We will do the same thing.
Yeah.
Most likely just hang out. Might invite one of my sisters over for a little backyard cookout action.
Nice.
And yeah, do some weeding and do some chilling and do some reading. And that's my reward after I weed.
Yeah.
If I am a good person.
Weeding and reading?
I weed first, and then I get to read.
That is amazingly.
That's my incentive system.
That's amazingly adorable. Like adult Jane has to weed. Little Jane gets to read. I love that.
But you have to do the
chore.
You got to do the chore first.
Yes, exactly.
You have to do the chore first. Yeah. As we mentioned, this is a pre-recorded program. If you are joining us, we have some really, really good segments coming up for you today.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking to you for a couple segments here, and then we're going to go into a curated best of. We're going to be hearing from Randy Manor, who is a retired Army Major General.
Yep.
He was on our show a couple weeks ago talking about just, you know, where the country is going. And you may say to yourself, why is this just a heavy topic for 4th of July? Well, it's the 4th of July. Time to talk about
the security of our country.
Talk about patriotism, talk about democracy. So he'll be on coming up in a little bit. And then we're going to have a replay of one of our Beyond the Cheese segments, which I'm calling future award-winning segment, Beyond the Cheese, where, Jane, we have a local Wisconsin business outside the dairy industry on the show to talk about their business, what they do, how they do it. And today we're going to be replaying the interview that you did with the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company.
I love it's so great.
Yeah.
It's so great. If you're my age, mm-hmm. your father always wore a hat.
Yeah.
Your mother wore a hat mm-hmm. to church.
Yes.
That was just something that you did. And McLaughlin and Hayes they make hats.
Yes, they do.
They make them from like the whole starting process with the hat blocks and the whole thing. And they can make you a hat. Mm-hmm. They also keep other hats in stock.
Yeah.
But I think it's just such a unique industry.
Well, yeah, and there's a market for it, too. It might not be in your neighborhood or you might not know anybody, but when you think about the country and the world, there are a lot of people out there who wear hats.
There are still folks who wear hats, you bet.
And one of the things that we talked about, I remember this, after the show, is if you have a hat and you need it refurbished,
they can
do it for you, too, because I've been interested in getting my brain into a hat world, and, you know, sometimes these hats are expensive. But they said, if you find one that you like, bring it to us, and we'll see what we can do. So McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company coming on in the second hour for Beyond the Cheese.
I love it.
Which we do once a month. And we're very much looking forward to having our next one, which we're working on. I think we can announce it.
Well, let's wait.
Okay.
Speaking of Beyond the Cheese, though, while we're on that subject, if you have a business in mm-hmm. Wisconsin, or you know someone who has a business in Wisconsin that is, again, outside of the dairy industry, and they would like a little attention, please let us know about it.
Absolutely.
We are, again, Beyond the Cheese happens once a month. We'd love to do it more often. But if you run a business and you would like to be spotlighted on Beyond the Cheese, just email us at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. We'd love to get you on.
Absolutely.
Spread the word about you.
And the rest of the show is going to be just like every other day here at Matt and Aaron Air. We're going to have our audio sorbet. That's the time when we just let loose and have fun. But we're gonna fun this entire episode.
Absolutely.
And then wrap it all up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." So we have a wonderful, wonderful show put together for you today, curated to the hilt, because you deserve the best.
Speaking of,
yes,
our Free Ticket Friday contest is still going on, even though this is a pre-recorded program.
We're doing it today, Jay?
We are doing it today. We're doing it right now.
Oh, my
Grab
gosh.
Grab your phone.
Yeah.
Open up the Civic Media app.
Done.
Pick your favorite station, WAUK.
That's us, WAUK, of course. Yeah.
And text in the word FOUR, F-O-U-R, FOUR, mm-hmm. as in a four-pack of tickets, club-level seats. Mm-hmm. To see the Milwaukee Brewers, text in the word FOUR, F-O-U-R. You have until the end of the show.
Yeah.
And then during the Tom Hartman show from 11 to 2, there will be another keyword, yet a different keyword with Todd Alba from 2 to 4, and then from Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. But right now, text in the word FOUR, F-O-U-R. Mm-hmm. You will be in the running to pick up a four-pack of club level seats
on July 4. I don't know why I like it. Four.
Four is the word.
If you get the tickets, if you win and you go to the game, take a picture. Let us know what you're doing. Text it to us. You can text us through the Civic Media app.
Yep.
You're gonna enter through the Civic Media app, and when you go to the baseball game, take a selfie. We want to see what kind of seats you have. We actually know what kind of seats you have, because we've enjoyed
them.
They're very, very nice, very cushy. But we'd love to see what you've been up to while you're at the game. So good luck. The word is FOUR. Text it in between now and 11 a.m.
FOUR, because spelling counts.
Spelling does count, and you have to do it through the app.
Yeah, you can't text it in on the text line.
Yep. Yeah.
You have to use the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, it's really easy to get.
Is it free?
It is absolutely free, Greg
Bach. I see
Bach.
What you did there.
Go That's to great. Anywhere you get your apps. Look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app, and then you can take part in our Free Ticket Fridays. We will be having more statewide text to win contests. Mm-hmm. Which are pretty great, with some pretty great grand prizes as well.
Absolutely.
So download the Civic Media app. You can sign up for newsletters. You can sign up for all kinds of things, and you can curate it to where you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, another question we can ask ourselves, because on this day of fun holiday, we actually have the three of us we're taking a long holiday.
We are.
We're going to have off Monday.
Yep.
On Monday, our really good friend Matt Rothschild will be sitting in for us from 9 to 11. So please stay tuned for that when you get next week. But yeah, I mean, I kind of want to get in the car and just drive somewhere. Like,
Take a little road trip?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like there's so many good things. You drive, you know, unless you, like, I can't drive east or I'll be in the lake. But, you know, you drive 2-3 hours, stop, get some lunch, take a look around. Especially in Wisconsin, in 2-3 hours away, you're going to be in beautiful, beautiful country.
Go to southwestern Wisconsin and do the Mississippi River.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Take the dog. She'll be like, where
she
are
would love
going?
It. She would love it.
Yeah, yeah. So is this going to be relaxing for you?
It's going to be, yeah. We'll like be pretty it. Chill.
I love that. I love that.
And again, that's my reward for weeding is reading.
That should be on a t-shirt. New merch. My reward for weeding is reading.
Is reading.
Jane, I should do that.
We got out, but sometimes you just got to give yourself a little incentive to do things. I should just want to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it's nice. You're treating yourself.
Little treat.
We don't do that enough for ourselves.
I would agree with you. Exactly. I would agree with you. Hey, and as you're celebrating today, just keep in mind, and I know a lot of municipalities had their fireworks shows last night,
mm-hmm.
but if my neighborhood is any indication, that continues all day today and through the weekend.
Oh.
Keep an eye on your pets.
Yes.
We see stories every year about people whose dogs have run away
because
they get spooked by fireworks. And there is if you've ever had your dog run away, which has happened to me,
mm-hmm.
it is agonizing.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Maybell has gotten out, but not out of eyesight. Or I shouldn't say that. She got out recently. She took a 20-minute jaunt around the neighborhood.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. I wasn't there for that, and I'm happy I wasn't because I would have probably had a heart attack from the fear. But, yeah, I mean, for us, our neighborhood, our like not just the neighborhood, but like around the area, they started in late May. Fireworks.
With fireworks?
Yeah, you hear boom. I'm like, on the Ring app, I'm literally seeing things saying, did anyone hear that explosion? They're just fireworks. Are people letting them? And I don't know. I get fireworks, and I know this sounds like very anti-4th of July, but do we really need them? Or at least, like, go to one place. You know what I mean?
Go to one place for what? Well, the fireworks show?
Yeah, like, you have a municipality that does that. You don't need to be setting them off. And they don't need to be all the time during 4th of July.
I agree.
I just don't think we really need them. And also, and not to get like super, super serious about it, but it also has effect on people too. You know, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky. Maybell does not get scared of them. She's more just
spooked
spooked, but like curious. She's like, what's going on? What's going on? She doesn't run away.
Oh, Barkley used to hide in the bathroom. He would crawl into the bathtub.
Oh my God.
Okay. Speaking of controversial things, drone shows. I would love to get rid of fireworks completely.
Oh.
And just do drone shows.
Yeah, those are so cool.
Instead, they really are. They're pretty remarkable.
I know. They can do so many things now.
And I don't think they scare dogs.
No.
Or people.
They just make everyone go, how'd you do that?
The word you want to text in until 11 o'clock today is 4, F-O-U-R. Text in the word 4 right now via the Civic Media app. It's free ticket Friday. You are playing for a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. Text in the word 4, F-O-U-R. It's a special 4th of July show. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane said.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, eight colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee, on June 7th, presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's Independence Resolution word for word. Resolved that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Thank you for joining us. This is a pre-recorded program. It's the 4th of July. The three of us taking the day off.
Taking the weekend, a long weekend.
We are taking the long weekend. Yeah. We will also be off on Monday. So our friend and colleague, the wonderful Matt Rothschild, will be filling in for us this coming Monday. Mm-hmm. I hope you will join him. He is wonderful. Yeah. But yep, we're doing a little specially curated show for you coming up. We're going to hear from Randy Manner, retired Major General with the U.S. Army. Randy's got always some fascinating insights to what is happening internationally with the United States. And then some lighter things in hour number two. We're going to do a Beyond the Cheese rerun from the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. They're based in Milwaukee on Kinnickinnick. They make hats.
For
men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're wonderful people.
They are. They're great
just
folks.
Fantastic folks coming through. We really appreciate them being here. So stay tuned for that. And then we got Audio Sorbet.
It's one of my favorites.
One of your favorites. Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're talking about soap operas again. What's your story? What stories did you used to watch? And then wrapping it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. So you want to stick around for the whole show? We've curated this for you.
Absolutely, just for you. It is the 4th of July. All kinds of people going to lakes and the beach and all of those things. And I'm sure there are lots of parades.
Yeah.
Are we parade people here? Calvin?
Yeah, Calvin?
No, I'm not really a parade person. You know, I was a Cub Scout in elementary school, and then I was in the band in middle school. So by the time I was 13, I was kind of over parades.
Did enough parades?
Yeah.
What did you play in band?
Trumpet. I didn't play for long. I played from sixth grade to... I quit after my freshman year because there was a band teacher change and I didn't like the new band teacher.
Fair enough.
After you said after your freshman year?
Of high school, yeah.
That's 4 years. That's you put your time in.
And trumpet's a hard instrument. That's a tough instrument.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It was fun to play. It just wasn't really a passion, so it wasn't too hard to let go.
I was in the jazz band in high school, and my jazz band teacher disliked me so much. Well, he liked the other guy more because the other guy wanted to play jazz, and I'm like, I'm a metal kid.
You were a heavy metal kid.
I was 16. If he would have just said, hey, let's listen to some jazz, I eventually started listening to the music, but he told me straight to my face, I'll give you an A if you never show up.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah. So I just would, we had practice rooms. So I would just go in the practice room and practice for an hour a day. Yeah, exactly. But it's funny because I was like, dude, so what, you want me to like come in and just play G and C chords? That's all the other guy did too.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, but I look back now, I'm like, oh, I wish I would have said no. I want to learn. Teach me. But yeah.
Jazz band was not big in parades, I would imagine, though. You didn't march in a lot of parades.
No, because you're not like strapping a guitar to your hey guys, you wanna go to the parade and listen to some Charlie Parker?
Did you and your family head out for parades?
When I was younger, not honestly, like we used to go to a parade when I was younger in Eagle, and Calvin actually has gone to this. It was, and when I was a kid, it was called Eagle Day Parade or Eagle Day. There was a parade, and then there was a huge festival,
like the local park.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't 4th of July. It was just around. It was Calvin. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's in June, right?
Yeah, it was actually just this past weekend.
So that would be our big parade. We'd go to that, and then we would go to the festival. But for our family, 4th of July was always to my Aunt Kathy's house in Waukesha, and they lived right by Lowell School, which had their own that's where the Waukesha fireworks happened.
So it was great seats.
Front row seats to this huge, huge fireworks display in Waukesha. Nice. So that was – I can remember going there into my early teens. That was always – we're going to Aunt Kathy's house.
This is what we're doing.
Uncle Jim will never say a word because he doesn't talk. But, yeah, that was our tradition. Did you do parades?
We did not because we had a little cottage outside of town.
Yeah.
My father was one of the town morticians. Mm-hmm. So we never took vacations. We never went out of town because if someone died, Dad had to be there.
Yeah.
So we had this cottage on a little lake outside of Hartford, and that would be where we would go on the 4th of July weekends. And what was great about that, because where Druid Lake is located is we could see fireworks from like four different municipalities.
That's very cool.
They weren't real close, but you could still see them going off all the way around the lake. It was pretty cool.
I used to live on the east side of Milwaukee, and we had rooftop access, and you could see south municipalities. You could see some
south
of their
Milwaukee.
And then you could see, then you saw Milwaukee. So you got a nice little collection of that. And that was fun. But like we said earlier in the segment, I'm like, I'm done. I think I'm good. No one's ever going to say, Greg, do you want to go to fireworks? I'll be like, yeah. No, thank you.
You really have to want to go. Now, if you're going to go to the lakefront or something like that, that's an undertaking.
Well, it's an all-day thing. It's like, we got to get there at 6 a.m. to get good seats.
Yeah. You still have time.
We do?
To text in the word FOUR, F-O-U-R. Our free ticket Friday's contest is underway. Yep, it is, even though this is a pre-recorded program. Text in the word FOUR right now using the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. They're really nice seats. Yeah. They're cushy. They're fabulous. They have access to your own bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
For some of us, that's a very, very nice perk.
Yeah.
Text in the word FOUR, F-O-U-R. You'll have another chance with Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, Todd Allbutt 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. It is Free Ticket Fridays.
And those tickets will be for the July 11th game against the Washington Generals.
Generals.
Yeah.
That sounds right. We have news coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll in Kerr County, Texas, now rising to 32, 14 of them children, after catastrophic flash floods swept the area. In Travis County, 3 dead in the floodwaters and 2 dead in Burnett County. Many more missing in Central Texas. Governor Greg Abbott signing an expanded disaster declaration.
We will be relentless in going after and ensuring that we locate every single person who's been a victim of this flooding event.
In the Middle East, Hamas says it submitted a, quote, positive response to a temporary ceasefire proposal with Israel, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office saying the changes Hamas are requesting to make to the deal are unacceptable to Israel, but both sides will be sending negotiators to Qatar. Officials in Indianapolis say 7 people were shot too fatally overnight following July 4th festivities downtown. This is ABC News.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Marlins going at it this afternoon in South Florida, where it's hot, humid, and in the 90s. Last night, the Brewers held on to beat the Marlins 6-5, thanks to closer Trevor McGill getting his 19th save of the season. Pat Murphy asked, why did he decide to keep McGill in the game despite 2 men on and the Marlins slugger Otto Lopez at the plate?
I know I'm looking at the clock, and what time was it? I looked at the clock, and it was like 9:48, and I'm like, Milwaukee's an hour behind, and when am I? My kid's going to go to bed, so I got to be able to FaceTime to go to bed. So that was one thing I was thinking. The other thing I was thinking of is just how proud I am of McGill. Just every big situation, he's just a great competitor, you know, and keeps coming at you. Close call, whatever, it doesn't affect him. It's just, he's been sensational. That's what I was thinking about, where my kids are going to go to sleep so I can FaceTime them, and then that. What else was I thinking about? Like all the things I was thinking about? I mean, I had a lot of things on my mind.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says 3 contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms taper tonight, partly cloudy and a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, beautiful, less humid and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Monday, then a little more humidity Monday night and Tuesday with some storms possible. Right now it's 76.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than 2/3 of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, everybody. This is Greg from Matt and Air on Air, and I just want to thank you for tuning into the show today. As you may know already, we are out for July 4th, but we have a wonderfully curated best of episode for you today. And even though we're not here live and in person on the radio for you, we're still doing Free Ticket Friday. So get your Civic Media app out, get to the text button, and text in the word four, F-O-U-R, text in the word four, for a four-pack of tickets to the upcoming game on July 11th against Washington. But get that Civic Media app, text the show in right now, four, F-O-U-R. Remember, you have to use the Civic Media app to do it, and spelling does count. For right now, though, enjoy this interview we did with retired Army General Randy Manner talking about the importance of democracy and our Constitution. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Delighted to be joined by a frequent guest of ours. And if you watch cable news, he has been all over the place on shows much bigger than ours. Retired Major General Randy Manner is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jane and Greg and Calvin. Good to see you all again.
Appreciate you making time for us. There are a lot of things going on. I wanted to start off with a little bit talking about the big parade on Saturday, marking the 250th birthday of the Army, also in conjunction with Donald Trump's 79th birthday. There were a lot of comments that I saw, Randy, about the lack of precision, I guess I would say, in the marching that was displayed. And there are some folks who think that that was deliberate, that that was a deliberate sign from our troops, maybe kind of a passive aggressive sign from our troops that they really didn't want to be there.
Okay, so first of all, I need to thank all the members, past and present, of the U.S. Army for celebrating 250 years of service to our nation. It's absolutely amazing that we have been able to sustain a heritage of service to our citizens and defending our country. And so my sincere thanks go out to every single soldier, past and present. And my thanks to all the soldiers that were in that parade. I need to tell all of your listeners, soldiers hate parades.
I bet.
I hate parades. When I was a lieutenant in the 82nd Airborne, which many of those soldiers were from, we did a I think there were about 10 to 14,000 member pass and review, which is a huge monster parade. And it was very old school. And we practiced for days and days and days. And then uniforms had to be perfect. And you know, it's not what we do. And we all hated it. And it's horrible. So my heart goes out to all those soldiers that did it, and good for you for following your orders and for doing it. And I'm proud of you for doing that. At the same time, we hate parades. Mm-hmm. I've celebrated birthdays for the Army in combat zones. I've done it in the Pentagon. I've done it at Fort Bragg. I've done it literally all around the world. And the Army concept of a celebration of our birthday is we have a birthday cake, number one, or many, depending on the number of troops.
Sure.
We invite up the oldest member of the group, the youngest member. They cut the cake, not the colonel or the general or the sergeant major. They cut the cake. We have brief, and I mean 3 or 4 minute speeches by a few people, the senior enlisted leader. We ask the junior person to speak. And we have cake, and we have like an hour break in the day, and we celebrate us, and we celebrate us,
yeah,
and we tell stories, and it's very low key, but yet everyone appreciates the cake, you know. Unfortunately, that's not what happened here on Saturday.
What I'm hearing from you, sir, is you take an hour out of your day to celebrate your the culture of the military and what you have done, because more than that, honestly, is a diversion of time, manpower, resources, and you got to get back to work and do the thing. Whereas this parade, and I share your feelings about this as far as them coming here to Washington and doing what they were told to do to celebrate. I get that. But that is a massive diversion of resources, time, manpower, projects that are not getting done, work that's not being done, all to the tune of tens of millions of dollars when you said perfectly, they don't want to be there.
Right. And Jane, answering your question specifically is that in contrast to the Russian parades, the North Korean parades, where you see everybody literally marching perfectly.
Yes.
Well, those are typically because they spend hundreds and hundreds. I mean, literally, we're talking hundreds, not tens, but hundreds and hundreds of hours practicing. Well, what are they doing? They're practicing marching.
Yeah.
Now, in the United States military, thank goodness those days that I was involved with as a lieutenant many decades ago are long gone. We don't march. The only people who train how to march are ceremonial units,
right,
like the 3rd Infantry Regiment out of Fort Myer for funerals and for state events. They've got to look sharp. Their uniforms have got to be super straight. And it's like that's an honor for them to do what they do to represent the military with foreign dignitaries and for burials and so on. The average soldier, including me, we barely go left, right, left, right. So in answering your question, I don't think it was a deliberate act to say they were basically protesting silently. I don't think so. I really don't. That's too many people. It's unlikely. I think it's because we don't practice that.
Well, and I think you make an excellent, excellent point. Good heavens, they are trained to go to war. They are not trained to march in formation. They are not trained to look like a marching band. That's not what our troops are trained for. And it makes me think, Major General, that when we look at these troops in North Korea and Russia, you almost have to wonder if they have a unit that isn't specially devoted just to that.
Well, but remember, there are massive numbers of those soldiers that are in those parades. I mean, massive numbers. We had whatever it was, 6,000 or 7,000. They will have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 all marching with just as concise movements. It is a large, very large parade. And so you probably have seen memes all over the place with, you know, Putin and the leader of North Korea laughing at our soldiers and so on. And our tanks being, instead of it being 200 tanks, there's only like 50 tanks.
Right.
Well, the point is, our military trains for combat, and that is what we do. And we are excellent at it. And everybody in the world knows we're good at this. We're not trying to beat our chest. That's why we don't have parades like this.
Right.
We will see you on the battlefield. We will not, we're not going to see you on the parade field. So I don't think this was a silent protest. I think it's just indicative of the fact that, thank goodness, and I hope it never changes, we don't devote lots of time to practice marching.
Yeah. So one of the things that we talked about last week, I think this parade is indicative of where the administration has gone, because we shouldn't forget that he wanted to do this in his first term, and the people around him, the guardrails, essentially,
yes,
whether it was military or just even in the White House, said, no, we can't do this. We shouldn't do this. It doesn't look good. I don't know if you were there, if you were still working at the time, but it shows just that the guardrails are gone. He can do whatever he wants, and everyone's going to say, yes, that's a wonderful idea. Let's have a parade. But also, was there any, in your experience, any president or anyone who said, maybe we should have a parade? That would be a good idea.
So it's important to look back in history. The United States has had military parades.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at the end of World War I, at the end of World War II, after Desert Storm. However, it was in the moment. It wasn't like, let's have a parade today.
Yeah.
And the idea that it was a 250th anniversary, yeah, whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's just not good enough. It's not worth spending all of that taxpayer money, your money, my money, and all your listeners' money to put that parade on. It was obvious, and it was sad.
It was,
quite frankly.
Yes.
All the empty bleachers. I mean, it was just absolutely feeding the egos of the people that were in those stands right there in front of the White House or the side of the White House. And it's just very, very unfortunate. It was an absolute inappropriate use of taxpayer money and of soldiers' time. I need to also comment, you know, I have stood in Red Square. I have stood in Tiananmen Square. I have stood in North Korea on the edge of the DMZ. I have seen the way that dictators use their military not only to, quite frankly, show their might on TV, but also, quite frankly, it's a threat to the people.
To their own people.
To show, hey, don't screw with us, yep, because these guys could be in your backyard tomorrow. Mm. And by the way, it happens all the time. And that is something where we must not ever allow this to be normalized. It is absolutely not right to have soldiers and Marines on the street of LA. It is, I am appalled. The president has approved 700 additional people for Florida, Texas, and somewhere else. I just saw the press release, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, to help with ICE operations. We've got to get the military out of this business and turn it over to those that are trained to do this. It just appalls me. It is a misuse of, again, we need these scarce, highly trained resources to practice and do the things they need to do to protect the nation,
yes,
not to implement his policies internally in the United States.
If you're just joining us, retired Major General Randy Manner is our guest with the U.S. Army for more than 30 years, talking about all the many developments around the second Trump presidency. And going back to what you had said about Trump sending in troops into L.A. without the request of the governor, without the request of California's attorney general, the L.A. police chief, the L.A. mayor, no one requested this. And now I also saw this morning that they are planning on more ICE raids in blue cities. Now they're going to concentrate on blue cities. I can only imagine, Randy, that the troops have to be appalled by this duty.
So I have been talking with only a few dozen people in the guard and in active duty. And it's important for your listeners to hear, while of course the exact details are still working their way through the court system, it is my opinion, these are probably legal orders. I mean, that's my opinion based on being the vice chief of the National Guard, the acting vice chief of the National Guard Bureau. And given that they're legal orders, the military is obligated to do it. Now, is it make it right? Well, of course not. Is it a gross misuse of a scarce resource? Absolutely it is. What we are seeing is two important things. Two important things. I want to applaud the law enforcement of Los Angeles. They are doing a wonderful job keeping things under control. And this is, again, a law enforcement operation, not a military operation.
Right.
I say again to your listeners, this is a law enforcement operation, not a military operation. There is zero need for those military. There's zero need, especially Marines. If that's not using military to intimidate the local population, I've worked with Marines all over the world. Marines have one objective: go kill that target. Okay, boss, I'm going to go kill that target. I'm going to knock it down. And they are they're best in the world at what they are trained to do. That does not make them qualified in any manner of any imagination to put them in with United States citizens, literally feet apart. That's not right.
We're going to continue our conversation with retired Major General Randy Manner on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the...
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wlakradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matinee on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matinee on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing.
How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An update this hour on the death toll from catastrophic flooding in Central Texas. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha.
As of 5:30, we have recovered 43 deceased individuals in Kerr County. Among these who are deceased, we have 28 adults and 15 children.
Dozens of people still unaccounted for, and neighboring counties hit hard. 3 people dead and 11 missing in Travis County. And in Burnett County, 2 dead, 2 missing. Governor Greg Abbott signing an expanded disaster declaration.
We will be relentless in going after and ensuring that we locate every single person who's been a victim of this flooding event.
And Tropical Storm Chantel now threatening the southeast. Renewed hope for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas says it responded to a U.S.-backed proposal in a positive spirit. This is ABC News. Russia conducts